Greetings and welcome all you commanders, eagles, and angels. This is Rainbird, and I'm pleased to welcome you to Tar and Rama's Hard News on Friday nights at BBS Radio Station 1. We're so grateful you're joining us, and we'd like to set the tone for the evening. So, and I also want to wish you a very, very happy spring equinox and the equinox energy, and we're going to work with that a little bit. And Happy New Year for many parts of the world, mostly the Middle East, Persian, parts of India, Chinese celebrate this day as their New Year. And yeah, we're celebrating.
Okay, so I need to tell you something, and I'm going to be completely honest with you.
What? Okay. what we're going to do is take a few gentle breaths, go into our heart space. So breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, slowly and gently. And go into your heart space, gather with your guides, guardians, ancestors, spirit teams. Oh, good. Now we're going to gather around that virtual fire. So that virtual fire is a special fire, it's a sacred fire, and it's a fire for celebrating the new year and the indigenous tradition for the spring equinox. And the new year tradition in the Persian has a very similar ceremony with this fire, and we're going to do just a little bit of a ceremony here tonight to begin. So we have little dishes next to the fire. You'll see a dish of sage, one of cedar, one of copal, one of tobacco. These are offerings for the fire. So choose your offering for the fire and put it into the fire with a blessing. And then what we're going to do is we're in a virtual way that we know how to do is we're going to, each of us in turn, go to the fire and jump over the fire. So it's not a very big fire. You just make a little jump and you're over the fire. But when you do that, you're letting go of everything from the last year, and you're entering the new year with a little wish for what you want for that new year. So you're letting go, and then you're making an intention for the new year simultaneously as you jump over the fire. Okay, so I'm going to play the Kimi drum, the linker of worlds. So it's the linker of time as well. So gather around the fire. Choose your offering. And in turn, make that little jump over the fire and rejoin the circle. Make a circle around the fire as we do that. And while you're doing that, I'm going to call in the seventh galactic reaction from the mind tradition. Your attention with the fire. We welcome from the east, the house of light. May wisdom open in the dawn that is upon us, so that we may see things clearly. And we welcome from the north, the house of night. May wisdom mature among us, so we may see everything from within. And we welcome from the west, the house of transformation. May wisdom be transformed into right action, so that we might accomplish what must be done. And we invite in from the south, the house of eternal sun. May right action give us the harvest, so that we might enjoy the fruits of the planetary being. and we welcome from above the house of paradise, where the star people and the ancestors gather. May their blessings reach us now. And we greet from below the house of the earth. May the beating of the crystal planet's heart bless us with its harmony. And we welcome from the center, source of the galaxy, which is everywhere at once. May everything be recognized as the light of mutual love. Ayam, Hunapu, Iman Maya, Imaho. Ayam, Hunapu, Iman Maya, Imaho. Ayam, Hunapu, Iman Maya, Imaho. All hail the harmony of mind and nature. In Lakash, how I can. And thank you for joining in that ceremony as well. We're going to just stay where the drum beat took you and the ceremony brought you. Just stand around that fire. Join with that fire. As we look at the Mayan record of days for today and for the week ahead. So today is a 10 Enis. The red planetary dragon. That's a good beginning for a new year and for an equinox as well. It's the beginning glyph in the wheel, Enish is. So we start. It's a new beginning, just as the new year is a new beginning. So it's the 10 Enish, the red planetary dragon, planetary tone. It's producing, it's manifestation, and it's perfect. And the dragon, its three key words, nurture, being, and birth. So here's the mantra for today. I perfect in order to nurture, producing being. I feel the input of birth with the planetary tone of manifestation. I am guided by the power of universal water, which is the moon. Is the guide today, and the ally today is Etznob Air. And our challenge teacher today is the monkeys, Chewin. And our cult teacher today is the sun, Ahau. So let's look at a little more about Emish for just a few minutes. This is the artist aspect. It's about creation, self-dependence, trust in the universe and clarity of mind. So we have these gifts of being the source of creation and the gift of the beginning. So we're letting go of any illusion of lack of support as we embrace these energies today and the year ahead. And then tomorrow, it's an 11 East, the white spectral wind. This is a visionary aspect, and it's about co-creation of heaven on earth, truth in all matters, and remembering our unity with spirit. So you have the gifts of being that, having the voice of spirit and spirit working through us. So we're letting go of any judgment of others or any secretiveness as we embrace these energies on Saturday. That 11 tone, we're letting go of what no longer serves us. I think we just did that in that ceremony. Anyway, we're moving on to Sunday with the 12 Akbar, the blue crystal night. And so this is also an artist aspect, and it's about our participation and belief in our abundance. And it's about learning from the dream time. So we have that gift of the protection of the night and being the mystery of life. So let's let go of any self-judgment or any withdrawals. We embrace these energies on Sunday. And then on Monday, it's the 13th con, the yellow cosmic seed. So we're finishing up this wave. Not coming to me right now where we started. I think I'll figure it out and let you know. And but we're in the way the year of the con as well. So this is another con, double con day on Monday. And so it's the yellow cosmic seed. And it's about the seed energy, the healing aspect. And it's about the openness of life, self-determination. It's harmony seeking, and it's about timing. The seed really knows about timing. And we have these gifts of possibility and that potential of creation. So let's let go of any stagnation or any lack of self-confidence or any hesitation as we embrace these energies on Tuesday, Monday. And it's the cosmic tone, it's that promise of change as we move from one round wave into the next. And that's good. We're going to do that, set our intentions. And then on Tuesday, it's a one Chikchong, the red magnetic serpent. So we begin the wave of Chikchong. And the guidance for the wave of Chikchong is to be with equanimity and without extremes in every action. So we'll follow that guidance for 13 days. Chikchong is a warrior energy, so we will have that warrior energy working with us for this wave as well. And it's about remaining open to change, distinguishing between the body and the soul, and transmuting energy. And I do believe we will be doing a lot of changing in this wave and transmuting of energy. So let's embrace the gifts of that motivation to change, instinct, body sensing, as we let go of any insecurity or fears of intimacy or any issues about the body or any blockages by the ego. And then moving on to Wednesday. We're starting 10 days of portal days as we are in that center part of the matrix. And Kimi's the first one. So it's a two Kimi, the White Lunar World Bridger, as our first portal day in this series of 10. And it's also the first quarter moon. So we're moving right along with the moon as well. It's the warrior aspect, and it's about forgiveness, moving into a state of grace. Its gifts are being that world bridger and bridging between the past and the future and the gift of transmutation. So we're letting go of that which is no more, letting go of the ego, any controlling behavior, letting go of the belief that life is a struggle. We embrace these energies on Wednesday, then moving on to Thursday, another portal day. It's a three Monique, and it's the blue electric hand. So this is a healing aspect. It's about healing ourselves and others, creating contentment and peace, and accepting of the acceptance of the divinity of ourselves. So we have these gifts of being that healer of humankind and that ability to open new doors. And we're going to let go any distraction or belief in inadequacy and procrastination as we embrace these energies on Thursday. And then Friday, it's the four Lamont, the yellow self-existing star. And this star energy is the Stargate. It's a visionary aspect. It's the illumination of humankind. And it's about opening the Stargate. So we're embracing the gifts of journeying in that pioneer spirit and having that power to see beyond. And we're letting go of any dissonance or self-doubt as we embrace these energies on Friday. And we'll talk about it some more next Friday. And it also is a portal day. So that's three of them this week and then seven more coming up after that. So lots of extra dimensionality. Get used to it. That's where we're going. So, we're grateful for that. So what else? I think that's it. It is. It's the whole enchilada. And so I want to change my hat and talk a little bit about the housekeeping. Are we We are a listener-supported radio program, and we depend on donations for all of that to manifest. So thank you for your gift. Go into your heart space, see what is yours to give. We have $184 we need each week for BBS Radio. And this is how we do it. We go to bbsradio.com. There's a schedule there. And as you look at the schedule for the hard news on Fridays, you'll see it listed at the 8 o'clock hour. And there's an icon there at that listing. And you click on the icon that takes you directly to our account with BBS Radio, where you can make your donation in any amount. And then we also have two other programs where you can find that. So just go to bbsradio.com and you'll see the listing. And so on Radio Station 1, we also have a program on Thursday night. And that's PodMe's program. But you can, you want to donate to that separately. You want to do all your donations for Tara and Rama with the Friday program or the Saturday program. So I'll mention the Saturday program. Next is on Radio Station 2. It's at 3:30 hours, called The True History of Nisera and Our Galactic Origins, or it's indexed as The True History. And you'll see that listing listed at 3:30 hour again. That's Central Time. And click on the icon, takes you to our account. You can make a donation using your bank card. And so that's those two shows. And I'll also mention that we Thursday night has is being sponsored by as a new show, but through PodMe. It's called Panthers Unite. And as you wish to donate there, that'll help PodMe make that commitment as well. So I just wanted to mention that, and it is listed at the 8 o'clock hour, and it's called Panthers Unite. And let's see, what else? And we're also assisting Tar and Rama with their needs. And this week they need money for the gas bill, which is approximately $100. And they also need $200 each week for their living expenses. So they don't have any more bills for March. And then next week is the last week in March. And then we're going to have Good Friday and Easter and all that. So that's coming up. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the ceremony tonight. And what else? I need to tell you a few more things about making a donation to Tara and Rama. Their address with PayPal is Koran, Koran 9999 at hotmail.com. So just go to paypal.com, put in that address to send your gift. And it is a gift. They might ask you what it's for and just say it's a gift or a donation. And again, that address, Koran, Koran 9999 at hotmail.com. And then as you would like to use a mail service for sending the gift, the address is Ram D. Berkowitz, R-A-M-D Berkowitz, B-E-R-K-O-W-I-T-Z, Post Office Box 280-280, Santa Cruz, New Mexico, 87567. And again, Post Office Box 280, Santa Cruz, New Mexico, zip code 87567. There you have it. If you are sending something, whether you're mailing it or you're sending it to the PayPal account, it'd be good to let Rama know what you sent and when you sent it. And so that email address for Rama is Koran, K-O-R-A-N, 999 at comcast.net. So that just helps him plan his day. Thank you for all the ways you show up in your lives, and thank you for your generosity and participating in what we do here. We're so grateful in assisting Tara and Rama with their work and working with DBS Radio. We are grateful for them as well. What else? I think that's it. Yep, it is. And so what do we got? We got a talking stick here, and it is full of all the rays, flames, universal law of ascension waves. And it has that Excalibur Sword of Truth. It's got Quetzalcoatl. We are at the beginning of a new age, the age of Aquarius. And it feels logically like it's very much happening right now. And in the way it's happening. And so hang in there, folks, and keep the prayers going as we grease the wheels and birthing this new age. So here comes this talking stick. And, well, they're starting out with Easter eggs already. We're getting close, apparently. And just celebration. And a few of them got fire sticks. They're working with that fire ceremony. So greetings, Tar and Rama. Welcome. Welcome. Here comes the talking stick, Rama, to you.
Greetings. Thank you, Rainbird. Thank you, everyone, for being here. We are so grateful to be here. Thank you, BBS Radio. We are extremely grateful to do this each moment. What's unfolding here is so awesome in this time of this new year and spring equinox. This is huge, as Aries, 0 degrees Aries this morning, started things out, and things are moving at quantum light speed for everybody to receive this light pouring in from Great Central Sun, Helios and Vesta, our sun Sol, Earth, the moon, one sun, one moon, one Earth. This is the deal. And it is moving so rapidly. I thank you, Rainbird, profusely. This is so amazing to watch and experience what's unfolding, because it is this light coming in. It's not the old timeline that's, you know, on the transmissions box or your telephones or little screens. It's what's coming through the heart with that sacred ceremony we just did around the council fire, and all the beings, known and unknown, that are showing up. I'll make this quick. The time is flying by at quantum light speed. This is a message from the King of Swords today, along with 16 deer, 5 crows, and 3 bobcats. They showed up again. We were over at Overlook Mountain, which is kind of going a bit south of Santa Fe, a few miles, and 8,200 feet. And we did the Adi Shakti mantra for about 12 minutes and walked in a circle, calling in all the flames, all the rays, all the beings of light here. And the King of Swords is basically just saying, please blaze the violet fire, the emerald green ray, the sapphire blue ray into all these areas on the planet right now. This fiasco, as I could call it, because it is not Iran, and I emphasize this. This is the United States and Israel. And, you know, People need to be held accountable for war crimes, international war crimes, crimes against humanity every day. It's amazing to be here and experience this at the same time, watching two different realities unfold, because this has nothing to do with Iran or nuclear deals or nuclear weapons. It has everything to do with us, the United States and Israel, not holding their so-called elected officials. They're selected, accountable for these war crimes. I heard something today about the Al-Aqsa Mosque that might have been messed with by Israel. That is one of the major stargates on the planet. And as the Al-Aqsa Mosque were to be harmed in any way, the Galactics know what to do, so does the Stargate itself. It's sentient. It's been around forever. I mean, they say Yeshu, he never died. And supposedly someone is entombed there. I'm not sure exactly yet. It's amazing to watch what's unfolding because of the obfuscation and the stories that have nothing to do with reality, but everything to do with avoiding the truth. And blaze the violet fire. I better start playing this video. It's going to take a little bit. I hope we get it in, but here we go. It's just an amazing time. This is talking about the astrological new year, and it's talking about it as tomorrow, yet it started today. Here we go.
Okay, so I need to tell you something, and I'm going to be completely honest with you here. Tomorrow isn't just another day. March 20th, 2026 is the astrological new year, the vernal equinox, the moment the sun crosses into Aries and the entire zodiacal cycle restarts from zero. But here's what's really getting my attention. This isn't happening in isolation. Tomorrow, within just a few hours of the sun entering Aries, Mercury is stationing direct. And if you've been feeling that retrograde fog for the past few weeks, if things have felt confusing or stalled or just off, that's about to completely evaporate, like overnight. I really believe we're about to experience one of the most powerful cosmic resets of the entire year, and I don't say that lightly. This is the kind of energy that wipes the slate clean and says, okay, everything that happened before, that was the old chapter. Tomorrow, we start fresh. And if you've been feeling this weird pressure building over the past few weeks, like something massive is about to shift, but you can't quite put your finger on what, stay with me on this one. There's a very specific reason that's happening, and I'm going to break it down for you. But first, I need you to understand something. While everyone is being affected by this reset, there are three specific zodiac signs that are about to hit what I can only describe as a cosmic jackpot. I'm talking about Aries, Cancer, and Pisces. And if you're one of these signs, or you have strong placements in these signs, what's about to happen for you is honestly extraordinary. I'll explain exactly why later in this video. The energy of the past 3 weeks has been testing you. Let me ask you something. Has the past few weeks felt heavy, like you've been moving through molasses? Because I've been feeling this myself, and I've heard from so many people experiencing the same thing. Here's what I think has been happening. Since late February, Mercury has been retrograde in Pisces, and Pisces is already the most nebulous, emotional, boundary-dissolving sign. So when Mercury, the planet of logic, communication, and clear thinking, goes retrograde there, it's like trying to navigate through fog with no compass. Conversations have been confusing. Plans keep changing. Technology has been glitchy. And maybe most frustrating of all, you've probably struggled to make decisions. Every time you think you've figured something out, doubt creeps back in. Right? But it's not just Mercury retrograde. On March 3rd, we had a total lunar eclipse in Virgo. Eclipses are like cosmic wrecking balls. They force endings. They expose what's not working. They demand that we let go of what we've been clinging to. And this eclipse hit the Virgo-Pisces axis, which is all about the physical versus the spiritual, order versus chaos, the practical mind versus the emotional heart. So if you felt like the past few weeks have been one big, exhausting audit of your life, your routines, your relationships, your health, your daily habits, that's exactly what's been happening. The universe has been showing you what needs to go, what's draining you, what's keeping you stuck. And honestly, it's been brutal for a lot of us. I've talked to people who have ended relationships during this period. Others have quit jobs. Some have had health issues surface. It's been a time of necessary subtraction, even though it hasn't felt good. But here's the thing, and this is really important. All of that clearing was preparation. You couldn't move into the new chapter carrying all that old baggage. Does that make sense? The first half of March has been the demolition phase. Tomorrow is when the construction begins. Tomorrow, the fog lifts and the fire ignites. So let me paint the picture of what's actually happening tomorrow. At 11 in the morning, the sun crosses the celestial equator and enters 0 degrees of Aries. This is the vernal equinox, the moment when day and night are equal length. It's the official start of spring in the Northern Hemisphere, fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and the astrological new year for everyone. Aries is the very first sign of the zodiac. It's cardinal fire. It's the spark, the pioneer, the warrior, the self. When the sun moves into Aries, the collective energy completely shifts from introspective and emotional to action-oriented and bold. But what makes tomorrow so extraordinary is that just 5 hours later, at 3:30, Mercury stations direct. After 3 weeks of moving backward through the misty waters of Pisces, Mercury finally says, "Okay, I'm done with the review. Let's move forward." I really can't stress enough how rare and powerful this combination is. The Sun entering Aries is saying, "Time to take action." Mercury going direct is saying, and now you can actually think clearly enough to do it. This is what I mean by a complete reset. The confusion that's been plaguing you, gone. The mental fog, lifted. The indecision, resolved. It's like someone finally turned the lights back on after weeks of fumbling around in the dark. And here's what I've been experiencing. Even now, the day before, I can already feel the shift starting. There's this restless energy, this sense that something is about to break open. Have you been feeling that too? The days leading up have been preparing the stage. Let me take you through what's been building toward this moment, because I think understanding the sequence helps you see why tomorrow is so significant. On March the 2nd, Mars entered Pisces. Mars is the planet of drive, action, and assertion, but in Pisces, it's like a warrior who suddenly has to fight underwater. Everything slows down. Action becomes more intuitive, more emotionally driven. For the past few weeks, you might have felt like your usual forward momentum just stalled. That's Mars in Pisces. Then on March 6th, Venus entered Aries. Venus is about love, money, values, and what attracts us. In Aries, Venus becomes direct, impulsive, and self-focused. This was the first major planet to cross into the new energy, and if you noticed a sudden shift in your relationships or finances around that time, more confidence, more clarity about what you want, that was Venus leading the charge. On March 10th, something huge happened that a lot of people missed. Jupiter stationed direct in Cancer. Jupiter is the great benefic, the planet of luck, expansion, wealth, and growth. And Cancer is Jupiter's sign of exaltation, meaning Jupiter operates at its absolute highest level there. When Jupiter goes direct after months of retrograde motion, it's like a dam breaking. All that internal growth suddenly becomes external manifestation. Then on March 18th, we had the new moon in Pisces. This was the final lunation of the zodiacal year, the last chance to plant seeds in the dark before the new cycle begins. If you felt drawn to set intentions, visualize, or just spend time in quiet reflection, that was the perfect moment for it. And now, tomorrow, everything comes together. The Sun enters Aries, Mercury goes direct, and the very next day, March 21st, Mars forms an exact trine with Jupiter. This is one of the most fortunate aspects in all of astrology. Action meeting expansion, effort meeting luck, courage meeting abundance. It's like the universe is saying, okay, you did the hard work, you cleared the debris, you faced the shadows, now here's your reward. Three signs are about to experience something extraordinary. Okay, so here's where it gets really specific. While everyone benefits from this reset, three zodiac signs are positioned to experience something I can only describe as a jackpot. Not just a good week, a complete life transformation that's been years in the making. Those signs are Aries, Cancer, and Pisces. And if you're one of these signs, or if you have your moon rising or major planets in these signs, I really need you to pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. Aries, this is your moment of complete rebirth. Let's start with Aries, because tomorrow is literally your day. When the sun enters your sign, it's your solar return, your cosmic birthday. This marks the beginning of your personal new year, and it sets the tone for everything that's coming over the next 12 months. But here's what makes this particular solar return so powerful. You've spent the past few weeks with multiple planets in your 12th house, the house of the subconscious, hidden enemies, and what's behind the scenes. This has probably felt frustrating. You're a fire sign. You want to move, to act, to charge forward, but you've been forced into this period of introspection, of dealing with psychological baggage, of tying up loose ends. And honestly, that was necessary, because you can't step into your full power while still carrying old wounds and outdated versions of yourself. But tomorrow, everything shifts. The sun moves into your first house, the house of self, identity, and how you show up in the world, and Mercury goes direct in your 12th house, which means all that internal processing you've been doing suddenly makes sense. The clarity arrives. And then on March 21st, your ruling planet Mars forms a perfect trine with Jupiter. This is massive. Mars rules you, so when Mars is in harmony with the planet of abundance and luck, you are being cosmically supported in ways that most people only dream about. I think what this means practically is that decisions you've been agonizing over suddenly become obvious. Opportunities that seemed out of reach suddenly open up. People who can help you advance your goals suddenly appear. Projects you've been planning suddenly take off. And here's the beautiful part. The Sun is going to conjunct Saturn in your sign on March 25th. Saturn is the planet of structure, commitment, and long-term success. This conjunction grounds all of this explosive energy. It ensures that the new beginnings you're initiating aren't just flights of fancy. They're built to last. For Aries, this jackpot manifests as unmitigated personal power, rapid career advancement, successful launches of new ventures, and a mastery over your immediate environment that you haven't felt in years. If you're an Aries, tomorrow is the day you stop asking for permission and start claiming what's yours. Cancer, your luck just went from internal to external. Now let's talk about Cancer. Because what's happening for you is beautiful. Since June of last year, Jupiter has been transiting through your sign. And Jupiter in Cancer is extraordinary. Cancer is Jupiter's sign of exaltation, which means Jupiter operates at its absolute highest dignity and vibration in your sign. This has been your emerald year, a 12-year cycle of maximum luck, divine protection, and extraordinary personal growth. But here's the thing. Since November of last year, Jupiter has been retrograde. This meant all that growth and expansion was happening internally rather than externally. You've been doing deep emotional work, healing old family wounds, strengthening your foundation, building your inner resilience, and it's probably felt like, okay, I'm doing all this work, but where are the results? But on March 10th, Jupiter stationed direct, and I really believe this was the moment your luck shifted from internal to external. The growth you've been cultivating in private is about to become visible to everyone. And then tomorrow, when the sun enters Aries, it lights up your 10th house, the house of career, public reputation, and legacy. This is the most visible part of your chart. With Mercury also going direct on the same day, any professional fog you've been dealing with completely clears. Conversations about promotions that have been stalled suddenly move forward. Job offers materialize. Your work gets recognized. People in positions of power take notice of you. And on March 21st, when Mars trines Jupiter, it connects your 9th house of expansion and higher knowledge to your 1st house of self. This is a massive amplifier for success, especially in areas involving education, travel, publishing, or any field where you're sharing knowledge or expanding your reach. For Cancer, this jackpot manifests as massive public recognition, an explosion of personal magnetism, career elevation that feels almost surreal, and a deep, unshakable sense of emotional security and self-worth. If you're a Cancer, tomorrow marks the moment your private transformation becomes your public triumph. Pisces, from confusion to crystal clear execution. And then there's Pisces. You've had possibly the most intense month of anyone. Let me walk you through what you've been dealing with. On March the 2nd, Mars entered your sign. Mars in your first house injects you with drive, ambition, and courage, but it can also make you feel restless, irritable, or like you're fighting invisible battles. Then on March 3rd, the lunar eclipse hit your 7th house of partnerships, forcing a major reckoning in your relationships. Some ended, others were tested, all were clarified. Meanwhile, Mercury has been retrograde in your sign since late February. Mercury retrograde in your 1st house is like having your own thoughts garbled. You know what you want to say but can't find the words. You know what you want to do but can't articulate the plan. It's frustrating and exhausting. The new moon in your sign on March 18th gave you a chance to set intentions, but even that probably felt foggy, like you were planting seeds in soil you couldn't quite see. But tomorrow changes everything. When the sun leaves your sign and enters Aries, it moves into your 2nd house, the house of money, self-worth, and material possessions. This is where the universe says, "Okay, Pisces, time to get paid for all that spiritual work you've been doing."
Okay, folks, we're going to have to go to the conference call here. And thank you so much. We will finish this when we come back in about an hour. And the conference call number is 720-716-7301. And the PIN code is 353-863-pound. Satnam. Greetings, everyone. Here we are back. And I'm going to finish here with the astrological new year. And then we'll hear Satnam Kaur, servant of peace. And then we'll, I'll bring mother through. And we will listen to Patty Cotto Robles' daughter, Tori Cotto Robles, after a little bit. Here we go.
And at the exact same time, Mercury stations direct in your 1st house. The fog lifts, your mind clears, your communication sharpens. Suddenly, you can articulate exactly what you want, what you're worth, and what you're no longer willing to tolerate. With Mars still in your sign and forming that glorious trine to Jupiter in your 5th house of creativity and joy on March 21st, you're in the perfect position to execute on the visions you've been cultivating. For Pisces, this jackpot manifests as the complete eradication of mental fog, a serious influx of financial opportunities, magnetic romantic and creative energy, and the ability to flawlessly execute ideas that have been brewing for months. If you're a Pisces, tomorrow is when you stop dreaming and start building. What this means if you're not one of these three signs. Now, I want to be clear. If you're not an Aries, Cancer, or Pisces, this reset is still massively beneficial for you. The astrological new year affects everyone. Mercury going direct affects everyone. The Mars-Jupiter trine affects everyone. But the reason these three signs are hitting the jackpot is because of where these transits fall in their natal charts. The planets are activating their most powerful angles, their first house of self, their 10th house of career, their second house of finances. For the other signs, this reset is showing up differently. Maybe it's clearing communication blocks with siblings or neighbors if you're a Gemini. Maybe it's bringing passion and purpose to your partnerships if you're a Virgo. Maybe it's amplifying your social network and community connections if you're an Aquarius. The point is, everyone gets a reset tomorrow. Everyone gets to start fresh. Everyone benefits from the fog lifting and the forward momentum returning. But if you're an Aries, Cancer, or Pisces, you're getting something extra. You're getting a direct hit of transformative energy in the areas of your life that matter most right now. How to work with this energy? So here's what I think you should actually do with this information. Tomorrow isn't just a day to let pass by. This is a moment to actively engage with the energy. First, if there are decisions you've been putting off, tomorrow is the day to make them. The mental clarity is returning. The path forward is illuminating. Trust what becomes obvious to you. Second, if there are conversations you need to have, especially difficult ones about boundaries, money, or what you really want, the days right after Mercury goes direct are perfect for this. Your ability to articulate your truth is coming back online. Third, pay attention to opportunities that arise between tomorrow and March 21st. With the Mars-Jupiter trine coming, this is prime time for taking bold action that's backed by cosmic luck. If an opportunity feels right, move on it. Don't overthink it. And finally, be willing to let go of whatever the past 3 weeks have shown you doesn't work. The eclipse, the retrograde, the heavy energy, all of that was revealing what needs to be released. Honor that. Don't try to resurrect what's meant to stay dead. Tomorrow is about initiation, not resurrection. The pressure you've been feeling is about to break. Let me come back to something I mentioned at the beginning. If you've been feeling this weird pressure building, like something big is about to happen but you don't know what, I think that's exactly what's been happening. The first 3 weeks of March have been building this enormous amount of potential energy. All the retrograde confusion, all the eclipse revelations, all the internal work, it's been compressed into this tight container of time. And tomorrow, that container breaks open, the pressure releases, the energy that's been building finally has somewhere to go. This is why some of you might feel almost giddy with anticipation today, or restless, or like you can't sit still. Your body knows the shift is coming, even if your mind hasn't fully caught up yet. And honestly, I've been feeling this myself. There's this sense of standing on the edge of something, waiting to jump, and tomorrow is when we jump. This isn't just about the day, it's about what comes after. Here's the last thing I want to say, and I think this is really important. Tomorrow isn't just a single day. Yes, the exact transits happen tomorrow, but the energy that gets initiated tomorrow, that's setting the tone for months to come. The astrological new year is the beginning of a new zodiacal cycle that lasts until next March. Mercury going direct tomorrow means the forward momentum continues for weeks. The Mars-Jupiter trine on the 21st activates opportunities that can take months to fully unfold. So if tomorrow doesn't feel like fireworks and lightning bolts, that's okay. For some people, it will be dramatic and obvious. For others, it'll be subtle, just a sense that something has shifted, that you can breathe easier, that the path ahead looks clearer than it did the day before. Trust the process, trust the timing, trust that the work you've done over the past few weeks is about to pay off in ways you can't fully see yet. Tomorrow is the beginning, and I really believe it's going to be beautiful. All right. If you're still here, thank you so much for watching. Seriously, it means a lot that you stayed through this whole thing. If this resonated with you and you want more astrology content, I'd really appreciate it if you hit that subscribe button. It helps more than you know. And please drop your experiences in the comments, especially if you're an Aries, Cancer, or Pisces. I really want to hear what shifts for you over the next few days. We're all in this together, and I love connecting with you all. Take care of yourself. Tomorrow is a big day, and I'll see you in the next one.
So it is. Here we go. Just a moment.
Doubt, faith, where there's just the office of the Christ, we invoke loving energies of Saint Germain and all you just heard energies of this new year, new frequencies. What is coming in is so amazing, so auspicious for every single particle of each one of our temples of living radiance. This is that sacred hour where it all shifts. The greater good is what's happening. All the old stories are just that, old stories. They hold nothing to this light coming in from Great Central Sun, suns beyond suns. We are the living radiance, sons and daughters of the Most High. This is why we're here, along with the rest of the crew of the Nibiru. This is that moment. Everything balances out. This equal day, equal night. This complete balance. There is only this oneness point that is happening. There are so many aspects to this, facets of this one crystal. As you look through the crystal, different lattice structures open up. The golden thread that Patty speaks of, Lord Kroya, of magnetic service. That golden thread is your lifeline. It is the light that's coming in already in this temple of living radiance. That is so awesome to behold. All the beings known and unknown, as Angel Sue used to bring up, she's still here. Everyone is still here. Nobody's gone anywhere. Just we're here, both sides of the rainbow. This rainbow of living light, living love, that is this. The rainbow Bifrost, they call it in the Nordic traditions. The road to Asgard, Odin, Lady Frigga, Thor, Freya, the Aesir, the Saphir. These are the wisdom teachers that are here to help us with bringing in so much light, so much joy, ecstasy in this moment of living radiance. We are in a world of transition. The awakening in us is the key. Gotta awaken the light that is pouring forth, whether you accept it, believe it, whatever the case may be, it's here. It's not going anywhere. It's moving us at quantum light speed into this new day, new sun, new radiant light. That's so amazing. All the Peshats are here. All the other co, let's say, crewmates that make up the Nibiru, all the other starships, motherships that are in orbit. As we'll say it again, for many moons, there are 12 motherships in orbit around this planet, each one 3,000 to 5,000 miles in diameter. Wanted to say 3,000, yet it is 5,000 miles in diameter. They are here to make sure nothing goes sideways. Everything is moving upward into the light of this most radiant, joyous energy of what's unfolding. Equal night, equal day today. And what comes forth, as the man said, in the next hours, days, Mercury already going direct, moving forward. Jupiter, the great benefic, this positive energy of Lord Jupiter. Zeus, he is the king of Asgard. He works with the raven, with the owls. His one eye sees everything, no matter where it looks. His consort, Lady Frigga, master of magic and wisdom from the ancient traditions that work with the light of the most radiant one. So amazing to behold this moment here, ready or not, it is pouring in, and gotta just allow the flow to occur. This is amazing stuff because we were asked to be here by our higher self, our soul matrix, to show up today, to show up in this lifetime, because we got the power. The people have the power. As Patti Smith sings, the people have the power. This is how we free ourselves into this most radiant light That is so awesome to behold. Everything that is going on is this light of the most radiant force of frequency. This is why at this time, all the forces of light are here. Dr. Greer knows. He can't talk about it. He can only speak about it in the ways he does, because he knows Maharishi. He's still here. He didn't go anywhere. Osho, he's still here. All the folks are here to share with what's unfolding. So awesome to behold. Right now, 10 trillion suns are pouring that light into this blue-green dot, as Carl Sagan used to call Earth, just a blue-green dot in the vastness of space. And we are not alone, not at all. So many are here. You can't even count the numbers of angels right now that are wrapping you in the force of the Christ light. This is the key, the office of the Christ. I am the sacred violet fire. I am the purity God desires. That violet light coming in, emerald green ray, sapphire blue ray. It is so amazing to reach out and touch the force. All you have to do, use your consciousness. You'll feel it. It'll touch you. Might feel like a feather. Might feel like a 4x4, 8x4. We don't know our geometry, just in that sense. Doesn't have to be harsh. It is the wake-up call of the universe to say, listen, listen to our heart song. We are going to go, got miles to go before, light years before we sleep, to let the radiant light pour in. This is, like he said in the video, the construction begins. It's already begun. It's about constructing within here this radiant light that comes from all that is. Greetings in the light of the most radiant one. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Adonai Sabaoth. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. All the Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh.
Before we begin, take a quiet moment to arrive with yourself. This meditation is an invitation to rest within the deeper movement of consciousness that is awakening through humanity and gently unfolding through you. Allow your eyes to gently close or soften your gaze. Let the body settle. There is nowhere you need to go right now. Nothing you need to accomplish. Nothing you need to become. Just this breath. Just this moment. Just this quiet field of presence.
I'm a doctor, and my passion is to alleviate arthritis pain using nothing but natural methods. Can you guess the top three foods that
Take a slow breath in and gently exhale. And again, breathing in and breathing out. Feel your body resting here, supported by the earth beneath you. The body knows how to settle. The breath knows how to breathe. Yeah. Your only invitation right now is to simply arrive. Everything settle. Not something the mind needs to analyze, but something the body and heart may quietly recognize. A living field of consciousness, gently present within and around you. A field of awareness that holds every experience, every thought, every sensation, every breath. This field is not separate from you. It moves through your lungs as breath. It moves through your mind as thought. It animates the life within every cell of your being. And at the same time, it extends far beyond the boundaries of the body. You are not only in consciousness.
I'm a doctor, and my passion is to alleviate arthritis pain using nothing but natural methods. Can you guess the top three foods?
You are an expression of it. A unique expression of life becoming aware of itself. Take a moment to simply feel that. Breathing in and breathing out. Across the planet, many people are beginning to sense that something within life itself is quickening. A subtle acceleration. Moments feel more revealing. Insights arise more suddenly. Experiences unfold with greater intensity and clarity. It can feel as though life is gently asking us to become more present, more honest, more awake to the truth of our experience. This quickening is sometimes described as a rising of vibration. But in essence, it is simply consciousness becoming more aware of itself. And as awareness deepens, what has been unconscious can no longer remain hidden. Old identities may begin to soften. Old beliefs may lose their hold. Ways of living that once felt familiar may no longer feel aligned. If you have sensed these shifts in your own life, know that nothing is wrong. You are participating in a natural evolution of consciousness.
I'm 61, and today I'm switching from walking to Tai Chi.
Breathing in and breathing out. For much of human history, consciousness has experienced itself through layers of forgetting. The belief that we are separate. The belief that we must struggle alone. The belief that life is something happening to us rather than through us. But as awareness deepens, these veils begin to grow thin. Moments of clarity appear, moments where the boundary between self and life softens. Moments where you sense that the same intelligence that moves the galaxies also moves your breath. Just for a moment now, allow yourself to imagine that the awareness within you is like a quiet light. A luminous presence at the center of your being. Not something you create, but something that has always been here. With every breath, this light gently expands, illuminating the inner landscape of your being, bringing compassion to what was once hidden, bringing understanding to what was once misunderstood. Breathing in and breathing out. As consciousness awakens, the heart often opens wider than it once felt safe to open.
I see too many portfolios in today's market sitting dormant. Not because the market isn't moving, but because they...
You may feel greater sensitivity, greater empathy, greater awareness of the emotional currents within yourself and within the world. This sensitivity is not weakness. It is a refinement of perception. A sign that the nervous system is learning to live in deeper harmony with life. If something within you feels tender right now, allow your awareness to hold it gently. Like space holding a cloud. No resistance. No judgment. No need to change anything. Just presence. Let the breath move softly through the body, creating space for whatever is here. Breathing in and breathing out. Awakening is not about leaving the human experience behind. It is about inhabiting it more fully, feeling life more deeply, seeing more clearly, listening more carefully to the quiet wisdom within. Notice the awareness that is listening to these words. This awareness is not rushed. It is not anxious about the future, and it does not cling to the past. It is simply present.
When I was a kid, I used to, you know, draw a little bit. When I was a teenager, I went to the art school. I didn't stay there too long because it was not really teaching me a lot. Then I really...
open. Spacious. Quietly compassionate. This awareness is the ground of your being. And the more we learn to rest in it, the more naturally compassion begins to arise. For ourselves, for others, for the unfolding of life itself. Across the planet, countless people are touching this same awareness. Sometimes in meditation, sometimes in moments of deep reflection, sometimes in unexpected experiences that open the heart. Humanity is remembering something ancient. That consciousness is not confined to the individual mind. It is a vast, living intelligence expressing itself through countless forms. Through every human life. Through every creature and being. Through the unfolding of the universe itself. And each time a human being becomes more present, more aware, more compassionate, the collective field of consciousness subtly shifts. So your presence matters more than you may realize. Every moment of awareness contributes to the awakening of the whole. Breathing in and breathing out.
I see too many portfolios in today's market sitting dormant. Not because the market isn't moving, but because...
Now allow yourself to rest once again in the quiet field of awareness. Nothing to seek. Nothing to force. Nothing to reach. Just this living presence breathing through you. The same presence that moves the stars in the night sky. That moves the tides of the oceans. That moves the unfolding of life on this beloved planet. You are part of this great movement of awakening. A living expression of consciousness remembering itself. Allow yourself to rest here for a few moments. Breathing in. And breathing out. I invite you to take a slightly deeper breath in and slowly exhale. Feel the body again. Allow yourself to enter the space around you. The quiet presence that remains within. And when you feel ready, gently begin to move your fingers. Perhaps rolling your shoulders. Slowly allowing your eyes to open, bringing your awareness and attention back to the room. Carrying this awareness with you into the rest of your day, into the unfolding of your life. Namaste.
Thank you, everyone. That was so awesome. Sorry about the commercials. I gotta figure out how not to get that in there. It's YouTube and, oh my God. I passed the talking stick to you, Rainbird.
Thank you, Rama. Thank you for...
That was
beautiful. Yeah, I really okay with that. Thank you.
Yes.
And
You're sort of breaking up a bit.
oh, sorry, is better.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you. Thank you, Mother. Thank you. And everyone. Good night. Just hearing whatever you have to share. It was fun. And I'm talking to Becky. Do you have something to put this out?
Just share in this now moment that what has been shared and brought forth in all of these sacred teachings is about, like Patti Smith sings, the people got the power. That's how we shift this. So radically in a nanosecond, and all the beings of light are here to help us do this right now. It ain't no other time, but right now, in this radiant field of consciousness, that it's amazing, awesome, and the words, I start to lose them in translation simply because everything that's going on is that conscious awareness that the particles in us are saying, listen to the force. It will tell you what the next step is. And even if we don't know, just get quiet, like Tori Kotarobos would say. Just stay in this now moment. Work with that energy. It'll share you with you. It'll show you in so many different ways. The geometric forms, the mathematics, the harmony of the spheres, the music that comes from soul matrix that all I could describe it as is what comes forth from the crystal bowls and the solfeggio tones. That energy can shift consciousness in a nanosecond because it's coming from that infinite field of light. It's like Kryon says, I'm in that field. I see you. Just walk with me to the next step. And it's all right here. We don't need to go anywhere. No, let's say, laying down and crossing over the rainbow. We don't have to do that. This temple is the key. Use the light that is pouring in. We can become immortal. Right in this instant, it's so huge, that wisdom. And I'm gonna say, see you in the light of the most radiant one. Sat Nam, Namaste, blaze the violet fire. Om Shiva.